Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is advised.
1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline starts now.
Hey everybody, it's Loveline. Dr. Drew here. The phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Joining us in studio tonight, how are the levels here? Everything sound right? I get some, the intro sounded funny to me. Daniel Tosh, you know him from, let's see, we got Comedy Central, right? You have the Comedy Central presents Daniel Tosh.
Yes,
imagine
very
that.
Exciting.
At the Hudson Theater, that was in 2002. He's made multiple appearances on the late night circuit, been on MTV's Punk'd, Friday Night Stand-Up at Comedy Central, Best Week Ever, VH1. What was that like?
Not good. It was $500 for a half an hour of my time that they didn't use.
Oh, nice.
I did it on a weekly basis for a while there, but I don't think I was appropriate for...
You didn't fit?
Well, yeah, it's a little too fluff for me.
You're more hard.
...as much as I despised them.
I see. I think that would be a nice twist, frankly.
I do, too, but again, MPH1 Hollywood doesn't see my viewpoints.
That's a shame.
But it's very nice to be here. I'm excited. This is an honor to meet you.
Well, it's a pleasure.
Oh.
You've been recommended highly by Engineer Anderson. Yes, Anderson?
Yeah, I've been saying that we need to get this guy on for, like, I don't know, 3 months now.
He has, really. Daniel's on. Daniel, you got to get
this. So I'm a little nervous, Daniel. If you suck, it's on me.
If you suck, we're going to beat the crap out of Anderson,
Holy
right?
Holy cow. I am a little nervous, but...
You can just suck. It's fine. I mean, it's okay with me, but I'm specifically going to beat the crap out of Anderson.
People want to be pissed at me anyway, so just go ahead and suck.
Now, Anderson, you'll appreciate this. One of the ironic twists of... Daniel's life is that he was born in Germany and grew up in Florida. Now, if you know this show, we have
right.
a long history of relating to Germany and Florida.
Sure.
So anything effed up that goes on in the world, any weird macabre story, seems to always come from Germany or Florida.
One or the other.
And you hearken from both of those.
That is why
regions.
I am a comedy genius.
I see. I figured that's how
the two
works.
Screwed up worlds collide.
So you just it's sort of like
Germany or Florida. It's Germany or Florida.
So it's sort of like growing up in Salzburg or something and being a musician, right? That just gets under your skin. All the growing up in Germany and Florida, all the craziness gets in.
Yeah, no, I'm not a fan of Florida, to be honest with you.
Oh, really?
And I left, and I go back once a year for Christmas to visit the family, and that's about
and
it.
And Disney World.
No, I've only attended Disney World once as a child, and that's
you
it.
You lived in Orlando, didn't you?
I did. Went to college there, but did not attend it very
How's long. That work?
I don't know. I couldn't afford it. It was pricey.
Oh, that's true. It is. That's
and
true.
I had no desire to be there.
And Daniel's first CD was called True Stories I Made Up.
Oh, it is. I brought you one.
Thank you.
Oh, you are in for a treat.
You look very angelic on the cover here.
I am.
True Stories I Made Up.
No, that's my life. I lie.
Oh, really? You're a big liar?
Well, at least for comedy purposes. Makes
liar,
my life more
liar,
bearable.
Whore, liar,
now,
whore, you know it.
I got to tell you, there's something that catches my eye on this cover that may not catch the average person's eye.
Let's hear it.
The Corprophagia Diet. Well done.
Thank you,
well
sir.
Done.
Thank
well
you,
done.
Thank you, sir.
For those of you who don't know, corprophagia is a medical term. It means basically eating your own duke. And so anyone that has Corprophagia on his album cover, hats off to you, sir. Hats
Thank
off.
You. I appreciate it. Well, that you may be the sole person that has ever looked at that and actually made a comment on it.
I can imagine that, as a matter of fact. When I was a resident, we had a patient named, I can't use his name because it's against HIPAA laws, but his first name was Woodrow. And Woodrow was about a 23-year-old autistic kid. And he liked to finger paint with his duke.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't? And
I had a makeup artist like that.
I'm sure.
No.
I'm sure. And I used it for my hair one time by accident when I had triplet babies lying around. But anyway, he came in with lithium toxicity, because lithium is a drug for, you know, for behavioral problems, depression, and bipolar disorder. And he was taking lithium, and lithium is excreted in the duke, and old Woodrow was eating the duke. And so the lithium never left his system, so he became lithium toxic. He was coprophagiac, yes. It's good times. It's good times. So.
It doesn't sound as funny when you say it, I'll be honest.
And your bit on the coprophagia, I hope it's not personally motivated.
My titles were just more mocking. And that was my a book that I thought would be a funny diet book. I've come up with several of them.
Nice. Can you give me another one?
Well, like a diet book? Like if you're living in Los Angeles or something and you feel like you can't live up to the standards here, I have a book that just says, Move to Cleveland.
Diet.
Sure, that's it.
Yeah, sure.
You'll feel at least 30 pounds lighter.
Oh, absolutely.
I would assume.
I've noticed you chose Cleveland because that part of the country, people are big.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think Detroit's the fattest city in the country currently. Well, Houston was around there for a while.
You go up in, like, Wisconsin and that area, too. I mean, people eat their fries with mayonnaise. Yeah.
Yeah, I have a game where I like to play, is she in her third trimester or just obese? And verifying it is always a fun game.
Oh,
no, you didn't.
No, no. All right, let's take some calls, shall we? 1-800-LOVE-191. Daniel Tosh in here tonight. This is Andrew. Andrew.
Hey, what's up? Okay.
What's happening, buddy? Go ahead.
I've got...
Bogus call. Hang up.
All right. Okay.
No.
Oh, okay. Andrew.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, what's up? I've got a problem. When I'm having sex, like, I'll go and then I'll have my first orgasm and things will be normal, but then... a bit afterwards, I will have, like, a second orgasm, but it'll be mixed with not only the semen, but it'll be mixed with urine. And I'm wondering if there's anything I could do to stop that.
I would just wait a few years and see if it goes away.
That's a reasonable piece of advice. Yeah. Freaky, you got, like a shallow ulcer or something. Just let that go, too.
I figure, how bad can it be, huh? You got an Audi.
You know, that's how most young males think, by the way.
I know.
Like, wow. Andrew, that's not urine. That's still semen. It's just watery semen. Okay?
And how come it's like the yellow color?
Well, it probably, you know, semen can get a little yellow or brown. That's not uncommon at all. And
really?
Yeah, it can. And it's just that, you know, it takes a while to build back up all the good thick stuff. And then the second and third go around, it's thin. That's the way it goes.
That's what you get for having a second go-around.
There you go.
Should be like a man and fall asleep. Won't even worry about it.
Here is another Matt. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Dr. Drew.
What's up?
And Nurse Daniel.
And Nurse Daniel. Daniel Tosh.
How you doing, Daniel? Good show.
Well. Oh, thanks.
Watch Comedy Central all the time. I had a question about the gout. How much do you have to drink in order... alcohol or consume alcohol in order to get the gout in your legs?
It's quite variable. A lot of people drink immensely and never get gout. Some people drink a little bit and get gout. It depends on your own genetic biological system.
Okay.
Why, you have gout?
No, I might have a friend that might have it.
What's he got?
He just always saying that his legs are always like tired and weak.
That is not gout.
After he gets done drinking.
That's not gout.
All night. Yeah, I figured lazy. That, but...
The gout is in a single joint.
Okay.
And usually a larger joint, like a toe, like the great toe joint or knee or elbow, that sort of thing, ankle. I'll tell you what, though, is one thing that can happen with heavy drinking is you can get a muscular, what's called a myopathy, a breakdown of the skeletal muscle, particularly like in the arm near the shoulder and in the thighs. And if you get that, you're also at risk of the breakdown of the muscle in your heart, which alcohol can do occasionally. Sam, what's up?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
There you go.
Okay, I have sort of a weird question, I guess. Oftentimes when I'm in the dark, I kind of see patterns.
Like sort of psychedelic patterns kind of thing? Are they actually colored? Are they just sort of black and white?
It's sort of like, I mean, I guess it's colored. It's like it's kind of constantly changing. It's not
if
really
you,
like...
If you shut your eye and put... Hey, if you close your eye and push on your eyeball, you see patterns?
Yeah, it's kind of...
That kind of thing.
Like, however, it's a lot more extreme, and it's a lot more intense. I've noticed it. I mean, I noticed it after I took, sort of excessive amounts of drugs. And then, like, a little bit, like a few weeks later, I started noticing it, and it never really fully went away. So.
Well, that was going to be my question, is do you do much drugs? And that absolutely can be a sign of drug use. It can be an anxiety symptom, or it can be both. So, Daniel, ever saw things?
I don't know. I suggest you find Jesus.
That would help him? Maybe he may see him in those patterns.
Oh, and if you do, report it immediately.
And actually, most people will see, like, the devil. Those would drive the devil in those patterns. Oh, I saw the devil. So, Anna?
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
I'm with Daniel Tosh.
Well, right now, I'm 14 years old, and I'm in a relationship right now with a guy, and I've only been with him 11 months. And
how old is he?
Huh?
How old is he?
16.
All right. You've been with him 11 months. You were 13 when it started?
No, actually, I just had turned 14.
All right.
Your birthday's coming up.
I know.
What do you want? The 60 gig? All right.
Oh, my gosh. No, well, I really do care about him. I mean, I really love him, and he does. He loves me, too. And whenever I'm around, like, family and stuff, they tell me, oh, it's never going to last. It's your first one. You'll never last.
Well, they're right.
And I don't like it when people say that.
I know, but they're unfortunately, they're right. Fortunately and unfortunately.
Well,
I mean, there is a small chance that everyone could be wrong, though. I hate to say that.
How many people do you know, Anna, that are married that met when they were 13?
Did you watch Little House on the Prairie?
If that is, in fact, a time of history when that would be not such an uncommon thing. But at this point, in terms of living and sort of ambling about America, I have yet to come across a couple that started at 14.
So you're saying moving together at this age would be a bad idea?
Bad idea.
Okay.
Bad idea.
Okay.
Well, I know that. I mean, he's told me, like, you know, we'll take it slow, you know, we'll work things out. If something goes wrong, we'll work it out.
Look, Anna, it's fine that you have a boyfriend, and it's fine that you believe it's going to last forever. That's okay. Take it slow, right?
Yeah, I know. Well, he's told me before that. He's already told me before.
All right. Excellent.
Well, good luck. See you on MySpace.
Here's a Daniel Tosh fan. Before you go to your fan here, lots of good sort of clinical language here on your album, True Stories I Made Up, Fictitious Disorders, which are disorders I made up.
Yes, which is a concept I've based my entire life
fictitious
upon.
Fictitious disorders. Did you have fictitious seizures, fictitious pain, fictitious...
I'll be honest, I just kind of liked the...
just the word.
The concept of it, yeah.
Rolls off the tongue nicely.
It does.
Yeah, just like coprophage, it's good. So, Jason.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's happening?
Daniel Tosh, man, I saw your thing on Comedy Central, like, man, they haven't played that in like 2 years, but that was dope, man.
Well, they have played it since then, and I have a new hour special coming out this year, which I think I'm going to be recording in Orange County.
Cool.
But whatever. But
what's it going to be called?
I have no idea. I have to come up with some catchy title.
Are you on MySpace or anything?
Of course I am. Why wouldn't I be? It's the only way I can talk to 15-year-olds.
Well, he's also got DanielTosh.com.
Yes, I do.
And that has, like, when you're coming... Are you coming to San Francisco anytime soon?
Yeah, I do the Punchline in San Francisco all the time. I'll be there in this summer, either June or July.
I saw Hell there. Like, he did a secret show. It was incredible.
Yeah, my show will be public and very accessible.
No secrets.
Cool,
with
man. I'll definitely be there for that, man.
Well, you'll be excited because I've got great jokes. Would you like to hear one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, here you go. You know that this morning after pill?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm hearing cases now where women are taking it and then possibly dying a few days later. Talk about two birds. Oh, come on. What a great joke.
That's all actually, right, man. Well,
you know,
thanks a lot, man.
The abortion pills are doing that.
Right. Well, that's what I heard, but they can't verify the
morning
it.
After. No, they are doing that, but definitely the morning after pill.
Okay.
It's the abortion pills doing that.
Well, the abortion pills, it doesn't sound as nice.
You're right. It doesn't quite ring in. Like a fictitious disorder. It doesn't kind of roll off the tongue quite the same way. Trey?
Yeah.
What's up?
How you doing, Doc?
We're good.
Doc, I just want to say, great show. I've been listening to you since the sixth grade, and it's you do a public service that's beyond words.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, Tosh, your work on Reno 911, that is some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen. Good job.
Thank you very much, but it's not that's not me. You're thinking of Nick Swartzen, who's really funny as well.
Oh, Nick Swartzen.
I would assume that's who you're thinking of, because a lot of times people get us confused, but I appreciate it, but I have not been on Reno.
Well, hey,
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. You're doing a good job right now. Are you going to take this host job?
That's very funny.
I don't know.
He'd love it.
I'm happy to be here.
Anis would be happy if he took it over.
I'm very happy to be here. I just my goal coming in here today, like you, I've just been a fan of Dr. Drew for a long time, was just not to be, I didn't want to leave with them being like, oh, that was horrible. I just wanted it to be like, okay, he wasn't the worst we've ever had.
Yeah, I don't want you to hear that either, please.
Anderson?
Don't suck.
He's not sucking.
They say butt sex is a lot like spinach.
Like spinach?
Uh-huh. If you're forced to have it as a child, you won't enjoy it as an adult. Was that what? That's
wah,
a joke.
Wah, wah, wah.
You don't have to... See, I'm giving you material that you can thumb up or thumb down at your own.
Thumb up on that.
Man.
David, what's up?
David, hi. It's Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
I want to know, basically, damn, this is hard to ask, but, like, the difference between cocaine and MDMA, if you were to suggest one. I picked up when I was 14. As the first time, so I know that it's caused, like, major problems in my developmental state. And between, like, these 6 years now, I've done it on and off, probably maybe about every month or so, give her a few, like, every 3 to 6 months. And every time I do it, I take 1 to 3 pills.
Of MDMA?
Yeah, and I've only done cocaine, like, 2 to 3 times. And basically, I have some pure molly. And
what's that mean, pure molly?
It's like powder. It's a molecule.
Oh, I see, molly. Awesome.
Yeah.
This isn't your first time doing drugs.
No,
not at all.
You're hardcore.
Pretty much, yeah. I started when I was 14. My dad, he gave up on my younger brothers, and I was living with my 85-year-old grandmother and just kind of, like, went under the influence of older people. My mom, she split when I was really young, and so, like,
that's
it's
awful.
Been kind of a rough road. But now, like, I'm working steps. My sponsor is, like, he's not making me go back to step one because I've picked up... after 6 months, then after 3.5, and now after just a month.
Yeah, so you've got to do your first... Every time you relapse, you got to redo your first step.
Yeah.
And if your sponsor is not doing that, particularly given how disturbed your thinking is now, then we need a new sponsor. You need somebody to kick your ass a little bit.
Pretty much.
It's ridiculous. You're gonna really irreversibly harm yourself.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Like, if I'm going to do one or the other... Which one's going to cause, like, the least a bit?
Let's put it this way. Cocaine is more addictive. MDMA is more damaging. That's just the basic way of looking at it. But both, it's like death by firing squad or death by hanging. You're getting to the same place.
Yeah, pretty much.
So,
although one of them is a little more cool. I mean,
which one?
Firing squad?
You like that?
Yes.
That's cool.
Are you kidding me?
That'd be gross.
I know it would be gross, but I'm just saying. That's pretty hardcore.
As far as the long-term effects, like, how damaged am I already? Like, what do you think's going on? Is like
you're likely to have depression and panic disorder and some things and that's why your thinking is so effed up right now.
But you sound good, and you might be a great writer someday.
True.
Well, I love to write. I love music.
I love
to dance. And it really hasn't caused too much depression as long as I have, like, good people in my life and I write. And
well,
I read
it sounds like
I'm gay, Daddy. I'm gay.
What was that?
I don't know, but sound cues are
like
crazy
it?
Here.
I know. David, look, I'm really not going to talk any further with you about this because your thinking is so disturbed on this issue. It's a sort of, you know, again, it's how am I going to die one way or the other. Call your sponsor. If your sponsor is not helpful, make another call, reach out, go to a meeting. Start talking to people about what you're planning. And you see what you get back from the community in terms of how messed up your thinking it is. Don't rely on me. Go to a meeting and start telling people about what you think is a good idea. And I think you get some interesting responses. Tracy.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Well, I don't know what's happening. My best friend doesn't love me. I don't know.
Are you crying?
No, I'm not crying. I'm nervous. He's kind of listening at the same time.
And what, he encouraged you to call and see what we
did.
Said about
it? Of course he did. He's my best friend. He wants the best for me.
How long has he been your friend?
Over a year now.
Okay. Every male best friend, you correct me if I'm wrong on this, Daniel.
I will try.
Every male best friend of a girl who's not gay is waiting for his time to swoop in.
But I'm both, though.
You're gay?
I can't choose. I'm very confused.
You're both what?
Are you drag racing?
I'm not dragging. Look, this is not a joke. I'm not drag racing anything. I'm not either or, but I can't pick. I like
wait,
girls
pick,
and
wait.
Guys.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, all right, sorry. I didn't mean to cuss on your show or whatever.
Okay, keep that hand over your mouth there. Just keep it there for a few minutes.
I didn't mean to, but I'm not either way. I can't decide. I called your show once before, and I was strung on heroin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that anymore. But now I don't know where I am. If you understand what I mean, I don't know where I am as far as relationships.
How long have you been off the heroin?
Oh, I can't even tell you. Like
try.
At least.
All right. That's not like 12 years. It's a month.
Oh.
Now, what are you doing instead of heroin? Alcohol or something?
Yeah.
All right. That's
not drunk right now. I'm just anxious.
Do you live on the streets?
Sorry.
Or what? How do you
support
yourself?
I live on the street. I sleep in a ditch, sweetheart.
Are you with Singular?
Singular what? No, I'm on a payphone right now.
Oh, okay. I was just asking.
Oh, I'm not
because you've got great
you
service.
I'm upset at you. I'm just telling you. I'm on a payphone.
Oh, okay.
That's I hope you don't think I'm mad at you. I'm not.
Hey, Tracy.
I'm not appeasing anybody or anything either.
Here's what I want you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to follow some advice? You ready?
Uh-huh.
I want you to head on down to Santa Monica and throw yourself on the mercy of the Claire Foundation.
Santa Monica's horrible.
Listen to me.
I understand that.
Go to the Claire Foundation, go inpatient, and don't worry about your friend right now, okay?
I understand. Can I talk to somebody else? Can I talk to Dr. Drew or somebody?
This is Dr. Drew. This is Dr. Drew, and I'm telling you what
really?
To do. Go to the Claire Foundation.
My radio is on about 10 feet ahead of me. They said not to have your radio on unless it's
all right, turn your radio on and listen to me tell you. I'm going to put you on
hold. Dr. Drew?
I'm going to put you on hold because you're strung out on heroin, you're alcoholic, you're on the street, you're worrying about whether or not you should love your best friend or not or other girls. This is a mess. Go down to Santa Monica, walk in the Claire Foundation, tell them you want an inpatient treatment, and just stay there. And just keep your mouth shut and stop spinning those great ideas. The yarns you're spinning are going to really harm you. Teddy.
Yeah?
What's happening?
I don't know what to do.
Okay, you're here with Daniel Tosh. He can help you.
I will help you.
Okay.
What seems to be the problem?
Well, because he doesn't show that he cares, like, at all, because, like, you know...
Hey, Teddy, I'm going to stop you there.
Huh?
We don't know who he is.
Bye.
No.
Oh, now we
is
know
your dad?
Him.
Is that your dad? Is that your uncle?
Is your boyfriend?
My boyfriend.
How old are you?
14.
How long have you been dating?
Well, the last time so far is a week and a half, but before that we dated 7 times.
7 times?
Yeah.
7 dates?
No, 7 times.
7 times you broke up, got back together, broke up, got back together. Hold on, I have 4 more to go. Broke up, got back together.
Yeah.
Yes? Okay.
Yeah.
This is a relationship that I think is worth saving, just from what I've heard so far.
Just guessing?
Well, sure. 7 times is the charm.
That's the number, right?
Yeah.
What's your problem with him?
It's that I'm just having kind of second thoughts because we talked today because I called him and I was like, why haven't you called me for a week? And he said, I've been busy. And I'm like, well, in my head, I'm like, well, you can't be so busy and that you don't have 5 minutes to call your girlfriend, you know?
How old is he?
15.
Yeah. What are you busy at 15 with?
Right.
Huh?
Yeah.
Answer me. No, I'm sorry. I was getting passionate.
You can't be that busy, you know, when you're...
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't like where he's going. Sounds bad. I'll tell you what, my girlfriend, this is just me talking here. I'm in a good relationship, been together for about 2 years. She gets so jealous when I cheat on her. And I
How
tell
dare
her.
She?
I know. I tell her. If she had a better body, maybe I wouldn't have to. Now get on the treadmill. Put it on 8 with an incline. I'm not sticking around with back fat. She's like, I'm not fat, I'm pregnant. I'm like, whatever, it's gross. There you go, smile. Now, call your boyfriend and break up with him for the 8th time.
Well, actually, that's what I was going for. I wanted to dump him so bad. But then I wanted to talk to some more people, some of my friends, and just...
Well, let me ask you a couple quick questions. Do you, your parents together?
Yeah.
How's your dad?
How old? What?
How is he? You like him?
Yeah, he's cool.
Okay. And does this boyfriend treat you right?
Huh?
Does this boyfriend treat you right, except for not being as responsive as you'd like? Is he a good guy?
Well, he's a good guy, except that, you know, it would just be... It's like the fact that he doesn't care is what bugs me the most, because when you don't care, it's you don't show how much you love the person, you like the person, and then you... Those little things...
All right, here's the deal. You deserve somebody better. You deserve somebody who care and make you happy. That's it, period. See, a good guy, great. So you're capable of being attracted to good guys, fantastic. Go find one that treats you right, okay?
Yeah.
I agree with Daniel.
Good luck.
Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. Daniel Tosh in here tonight. Got a few fans of his calling in. Got a guy that got an STD from his girlfriend's best friend. Nice. How's he going to tell the girlfriend? We only class acts on Love, I want to tell you. Daniel Tosh, the CD is called True Stories I Made Up, and my favorite bit is called The Coprophagia Diet, followed by number 2, The Fictitious Disorder. You have to buy the CD and listen to those to understand what they mean.
Basically, you can steal it online. I really don't care.
Basically, it's poo eating. It's True Stories I Made Up again, and Comedy Central presents Daniel Tosh, a new Comedy Central. There's HBO, you say?
Comedy Central Hour
coming up, and we're going to be right back after this.
Thanks.
Here we are, Club Lion, 1-800-LOVE-191. Daniel Tosh in here tonight. True Stories I Made Up is the name of the CD.
Good evening.
Ironically, Daniel, born in Germany, grew up in Florida. Long history with Germany and Florida. And thus, we have a funny man. Let's go to calls. This is Brett. Brett.
Yeah. Yes.
Here you go, buddy.
What's your question, buddy?
This is where you're supposed to go bogus right now already.
Hello.
What's up, Brett? Here you go, buddy.
Okay. Hello.
Brett, what would you like us to do? Would you want us just to say hello back 45 times, or do you want to tell us your question?
Oh, sorry about that.
Hello?
First time I've called, I was a little nervous. Yeah,
maybe you should take some Enderol.
He's more interested in just... Do you get off your stage fright?
Occasionally.
Hello? Interesting.
A little beta blocker.
Yeah. It blocks the rise in your heart rate and your...
Is that okay to take that?
Yeah, it's very safe.
It's not addictive
not
at all?
Not having a formula, no. But if you have stage fright, that's going
to
be...
I do, which is weird for a comic who performs every night in front of people to be terrified.
Are you terrified all the time now?
I get scared. I have a very strict eating regimen before I perform. For sure.
Hello?
Like, I can't eat, like, five hours before a show would be as good as I could do. I just get sick. I get
sick. But you vomit.
No, not that sick. It goes right through me instantly.
You get diarrhea.
I get diarrhea.
Nice.
Oh, I love talking about it.
This is good. I like the way you try your little euphemism. I get ill, I get sick, I don't like how I feel.
Violent diarrhea. It's like the Bellagio coming out of my hind end.
Nice. Well said. That's irritable bowel, though. That's not stage fright. And stage fright is a lot like fear of flying. I don't enjoy speaking
in front of people.
But it's slow. Usually the sort of intense fear comes on slowly and peaks and then kind of goes down after a while if you learn to manage it. Hey, Brett, what's going on? What's your weird situation?
Yeah, man, this is stupid. I got myself in a real bind. I live with my girlfriend's best friend at school. She's at another school. And
what school are you at?
I'm at UNC Charlotte.
UNC. And what's she at?
She's at UNC at Chapel Hill.
She's at Chapel Hill. All right.
Yeah. So anyway, she's kind of a whore, and a bunch of guys were hanging out at the house, and kind of one thing led to another. And long story short, you know, we hooked up, and I noticed when we did, it was kind of swollen, and not me. She was kind of swollen, and anyway. I got a friggin' STD from her.
What'd you get?
I'm not sure because I haven't been to the doctor yet. But it's
what are the symptoms?
I know I got an STD. And
don't worry about it. 3 to 4 days of discomfort, you can live with it.
What are the symptoms?
My girlfriend knows that she's got this STD. My girlfriend's coming off this week, and you know one thing's going to lead to another.
Hey, Brett, what are the symptoms that you have? And I'll tell you what the STD is, perhaps.
I got swelling. It burns when I pee. I mean, it's like some kind of discharge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
What is the swelling you're talking about?
It's all around my penis. I mean, it's like I've got redness and just irritation. I mean, it's awful. And I'm wondering if I could get on a medicine that can take care of it.
Yeah, well, you need a diagnosis. I mean, the problem is you're describing two different STDs, possibly. And
she must have really been a whore.
Yeah, so they say.
Well, can you get two at once?
She's kind of got a reputation. And,
yeah, well, you need to really get in there and get some treatment because you're going to end up with very serious trouble here if you don't. You're going to need to be treated for...
The other thing is, how do I tell my girlfriend?
Don't.
Oh, really?
Don't have sex with your girlfriend. That would, but don't tell her.
Wear a condom religiously. You're going to need two different antibiotics. You need a shot of something called Rocephin, and you're going to need another medicine called azithromycin, and you're going to need a doctor to look at this to see if it's herpes on top of urethritis.
Oh, man.
And the doctor needs to see it, like, right away.
You messed up.
Because if it goes away, it's really hard to make the diagnosis. Oh, good time to be young again, huh? To be young and in college. Brett, why don't you go to student health services?
Well, I thought about that, but I'm kind of embarrassed because I play baseball down here, and I didn't want my buddies to find out about it.
Well, they won't because health care is completely protected.
And baseball players always scratch themselves, and no one cares.
Yeah, well, you got to go first thing in the morning. You're going to end up with complications, and you're going to get urethral stenosis or epididymitis or something awful. Come on, let's get it going here.
Okay, all right.
All right, get it taken care of, and then talk to that doctor based on what they think it is, whether or not it's something you can pass to your girlfriend. Something's clear up right away, just with some of the antibiotics I was talking about. Wow, good times. This is Stephanie.
This is Heather.
Heather, okay. Heather, what's up?
We need to know how to talk our husbands into having an orgy.
Well, I don't think there's a whole lot to talk about. Let's go.
Well, we've been trying. And
hey, Stephanie, who's we?
This is Heather, my husband.
I mean, Heather, who's we?
Myself and Stephanie.
Where's Stephanie?
She's right here.
Tell her to stand up.
How old is Stephanie?
18.
How old are you?
18.
You're both married?
Why are you married?
Because we got pregnant at, like, 16 and had kids.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's responsible.
That's reasonable.
Yeah. One should always lead to the other.
Yeah.
And now you want to F up those marriages and cradle chaos, and here we go. But
the marriages aren't going to, let's be honest, the marriages probably aren't going to last to begin with.
They aren't going
to
last, but this will seal the deal. This will make sure of it, A. B.
But why not go out with a bang?
Well, if they insist upon it. But B, you basically relinquished your right to F around Stephanie and Heather by having kids. Now your job is parent. That's your priority in life. You can't F up anymore. And that's that. You relinquished that right. You made that choice. There you go. Now you have another life that is the priority. I know you're barely out of your infancy yourself, and God knows this behaviors are sort of proving that. But let's get your S together here, shall we?
But aren't your parents raising your kids?
By the way, her parents were 16 when they... No doubt her parents were 16 when they had her, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
who isn't 16 when they have kids? It's okay. Look how great I turned out, Heather says. Look how great I turned out. What's the big deal if my mom was 16 when she had me?
We're all married, and we have our own house, and we're living together.
Great. Now, don't screw that up. Living together? What do you mean you're living together?
David and Heather live with me and my husband.
Oh, one house.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a brothel.
Well, you're going to have one. You're going to have like a nuclear holocaust in there if you guys start sleeping together.
We want it to, like, just like a one-night thing, not like meaning anything, like just to have it not mean something.
Who's that?
Just
Heather?
For fun. This is
Heather?
Stephanie.
It's on paper. Great. Sounds great. In reality, this will be a total meltdown catastrophe.
Sounds great over the phone, too.
On the phone and on paper, it sounds great. But in reality, it's going to be a freaking catastrophe. I promise you. I promise you. And the effects may not emerge immediately. It may take a while for the full benefits of this to sort of percolate through your relationships. But it will not be pretty.
But if you're going to do it, film it.
For Daniel.
Well,
put it on DanielTosh.com.
Thank you.
What's that, Heather?
Married couples do it all the time. You see it all the time.
I see it all the time. And if you believe those are healthy people and those relationships last, I would sorely urge you to think otherwise.
By yourself,
stop watching HBO Real Sex.
Right. I see those relationships, too, when they crash and burn. And it's not long after they appear on HBO Real Sex and those sorts of shows that the real problems develop. It's not a healthy thing. If it were a good thing, by the way, I have nothing philosophically against it. You want to enjoy yourself, whatever. It's unhealthy. It's disastrous for relationships. It's extremely rare that it works. And it I've never seen it work for a long period of time with a relationship.
It's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong.
We just want to do it once. We're all friends, and we all live in the same household. We all like each other.
Did you really think you were to call and Dr. Drew was going to be like, no, I think this is a good idea. We should conference in your husbands and make this happen immediately if we want this marriage to work. I mean, did you really think that would happen?
Have you ever heard of a marriage therapist recommending this for marriages to make them better? On Earth, has there ever been one on the planet
Earth?
So
what's your problem, huh? Stop it.
Well said.
I think that in a way it would like make us feel, you know, like
so Heather,
that our husbands are the right ones for us, you know.
I know you screwed up getting married too young and didn't test things out. There's no doubt that happened.
Now she's on to something.
Yeah, no, she's on to something with it, but she relinquished the right to do this when she had babies.
Stop it. Stop it.
Did you have a trauma when you were like 8?
I did. My parents got divorced.
When you were how old?
When I was about 8.
Shocking. And then what happened to Heather?
My dad abused me. This is Stephanie.
Yeah. You got sexual abuse by your dad?
No, physical.
Physical
and
abuse.
Emotional.
And how about Heather? What kind of abuse did she have?
spiritual.
She's had physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional, mental.
Okay. Now, is it magical that I knew that? And that I knew that that's why you would think this is a good idea and why you'd fight me when I tell you what's healthy and what's not healthy?
You do study Wickham.
You go do as you please. Look, communism looks good on paper. It looks great on paper. Doesn't work. And your little plan here doesn't work. But if you're hell-bent on destroying your marriages, go forth and prosper. And if you want to help with, and both of you have real serious trauma issues, you might want to think about getting some treatment before you go ahead with this orgy idea. Chris.
Hey.
What's up, Chris?
Not so much. I was just wondering, how did Daniel Tosh get into comedy?
I started when I was 19 years old in college in Orlando at the University of Central Florida. And I started because I really had no redeeming skill in anything else, honestly. That was the only thing I thought I could possibly do. So I gave it a shot at the open mics.
Wow.
And
in and around Central Florida?
Yes, in and around Orlando. Then, just kind of branched out, then did a local TV show in Miami for a few years, moved out to L.A. with dreams of grandeur. And
which are squashed.
Immediately.
Bitterly, immediately, yes.
And now I'm at the Funny Bone in Omaha. Watching people order fried buckets of food.
Phone number here is 1-800-LOVE-191. That's Daniel Tosh.
But if you're in L.A., you can come see me at the Laugh Factory. I'll be there Tuesday night.
Oh, regularly or just this Tuesday?
No, I'll be up there this Tuesday.
Fantastic.
Sure, I should be.
We've got Jason coming up who likes his girlfriend to choke slam her. We're going to find out what choke slam is. We've got Aaron who slept with 170 women. I don't know how you came up with that specific number. Got a lot of interesting calls coming up. Again, that phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. More you, more Daniel, more me when we return. Here we are with more Love Line. Daniel Tosh in with us, danieltosh.com. I'm going to get right into Jason here, whose girlfriend likes to what?
Hello?
Yeah.
What's up, Jason?
Hey, my name's Jamal, actually.
We pronounce it Jason.
Well, Daniel told me to pronounce it that way anyway.
All right. Dr. Drew, you're awesome.
Thanks, buddy.
I have to say, Daniel's the best host since Adam Cole left.
Cool. Oh, stop awesome. It. Don't worry.
All right. Well,
today, Junior?
All right, my question is that I heard you guys like choke slam. She likes me to choke her. I was just seeing if, like, I don't know, is that if I'm normal or, like, what?
While she's making breakfast?
No, like, choke her, like, when we're sleeping together.
Oh, okay. That's better, I think.
And what, is she trying to get you to get her to pass out?
Not really. I mean, I choke her, but I don't like it, you know, because it makes me feel weird, like.
But is it that she likes to feel out of control, or is it that she's looking for that euphoric high associated with the blood being cut off to her brain?
I don't do it too hard because I don't want to hurt her. But she's
No. You got to do it. But listen, try this next time. Or at least ask her if she might be into this and give it a shot. Some chicks like it if you slap them pretty hard in the face. Like, chicks that like to get choked, I'm going to say, are also going to be up for the slapping. And you're like, oh, I'm a guy, I shouldn't do that. But I think there's rules that can be bent. And this might be a woman that you want to stick around with.
I don't know.
That's just me, man.
Open-handed?
Open-handed.
No fist.
Okay. No. You can't. Well, if you find a girl that lets you punch her in the head, wow. That's someone you hang on to.
Well, I should call the last callers with the orgy.
Right. Jason, Jamal, not normal. Not normal. And a sign that she sort of needs very high levels of arousal in order to feel sexual, so you think about physical or sexual abuse. And then also that needing to be out of control, you know, needing to be sort of under someone's complete control is not a great sign.
I asked her about it, like, if she was abused before, but she said she wasn't.
Yeah, just start talking to more about whether people hit her or hit her with objects.
Why don't we call her up? On the bright side, she loves you.
You don't think so? You don't think she loves you, or you don't think we should call her?
Both of them. I don't think neither one. I know she'll love me. I've only been seeing her for a few weeks, so.
Well, there's more of them. This one's going to be a project. Let's just put it that way. A few weeks in, and she's already having you choke her. Just going to guess that one's going to be a project. Aaron, what's up? You're 20.
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening?
I've been with 168 women. And
on what planet?
Do you like have their? Do you write their name down each time,
yeah,
or how do you?
I pretty much what I have to do now. I have to write down the number, the name, the age, and the location to remember who they are.
And a little brief description or anything.
No, those three pretty much help me remember. Sometimes when I look back at the list, I kind of blank out and have to like think for 5 minutes who like number 112 would be. But I usually have a good memory.
I think this was just one girl, and she was like severely. Ill in her head, and there's multiple personalities going on.
But, my question is this, like, bad, like sleeping with so many women?
I don't know, but I hate you.
Well, like, I've kind of stopped, like, I've kind of stopped chasing ladies, but, like, they kind of approach me most of the time, so it still hasn't slowed down significantly, but it's slowed down, like, usually I'd probably at least 2-10 a month, but now it's like maybe 3 a month.
Where are you going that you're meeting all these people?
Just
online.
I go to not online necessarily. Like I go to shows or I just go out to like hang out with friends. I go to parties, stuff like that. And I'm a social person. Like I have no problem talking to anybody. But like I just don't know if this is like a bad thing. Should I like kind of like hate myself for like being?
What
a
do these girls look
what?
Like? I wonder. Aaron, do you anything that moves? Is that who you go home with?
What?
Drew, can you ask? I don't speak his language.
Aronson's question was: are these attractive women, or is just anybody that shows interest to you?
Well, when you're going for quantity,
well, I'm just that's
curious. No, I mean
you gotta drop the bar.
I just don't like dive right into anything I see, but. It's just like my question is this like bad? Is it like a
yes? It's bad. Yes, it's bad. But what is wrong?
Let's think
with
about
you?
It. It's bad in the sense that A, you're exploiting people. B,
I mean, it's impressive. But.
B, Daniel hates you for it. C, you could get exposed to God knows what. I hope you're wearing a condom religiously.
Yeah, I do.
And then finally, it suggests that a real relationship would be very difficult for you because you don't seem to be motivated to find one.
I do want a relationship, but my problem is once I get like settled down, I kind of it kind of feels weird not being able to be free.
No, we can't stable a stud like you, my friend. Not a chance.
Do you think you're sexually addicted?
I think so because like I try to like stop, but it might work for like a week or two, and then I'll get right back into it. Like
sure.
I'm a
sure
relapse addict or something.
Are you using any other drugs?
No, I don't do anything. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do anything at all. All I do is...
Do you have a history of any trauma, physical or sexual abuse?
No, not at all.
All right.
That's why his game's on fire.
I guess. Aaron, I don't know what to tell you. Is, you know, you're 20. It's normal not to have sustained relationships at your age, but it's not normal to act out so aggressively and exploitatively with people. There is SA out there. You could see a psychiatrist, psychologist, maybe bipolar. There's other things that can contribute to cause this. And you seem disturbed by it, most importantly, and I would sort of look into it just on that basis. But beyond that, I'm suspicious that there's more green that meets the eye just by virtue of how you can't form a relationship with somebody.
But you do have to bang a few fours to appreciate an eight or a nine. That's what my dad always said.
Oh, yeah.
Jake. He was a pastor.
Oh. Jake?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Hey, I dress up as Power Rangers.
Of course you do.
When you're having sex, you're dressed like a Power Ranger. Which one?
Normally the Blue Ranger.
Oh, I'll be honest, that excites me.
What is it about the Blue Ranger?
I don't know.
Okay. He's the best actor.
Yeah.
And are you straight, gay?
I'm straight.
Straight. And they're actually, you're 17.
Is your Power Ranger straight?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you ever morph into those big giant robots or anything?
Do they do that?
Or somebody? Yeah, sometimes they do.
Is it Power Rangers?
I don't know. Jake, do you actually find somebody to participate in this with you?
Yeah, his friend dresses up like Optimus Prime.
That's a Transformers trip.
That's about it.
I swear to God, are you a Teletubby? Be honest.
Yes.
I'm going to ask, do you find somebody that participates with you while you're dressed as the Blue Ranger?
Yes. Girls that really want to, and I make them dress up as the Pink Ranger.
Daniel?
I'm nothing. I'm just...
You got nothing for him?
No. I don't have anything funny to say to him. I'm mad at him. I wish he would stop.
There's no sort of no question, so I...
there's nothing wrong with your lifestyle. It's healthy and normal. And I'm sure you're a great teacher. Maybe.
You never know.
In Florida.
Or Germany, both places you hearken from. I'll just remind you. No, Jake's not from Florida, though. Well, let's reset the show here. Daniel Tosh in here tonight. The phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. His premier CD is called True Stories I Made Up. Be sure to catch it. Such stories as The Corporophagia Diet and Fictitious Disorders, my two favorite. 2002, he had the Comedy Central present Daniel Tosh. He's got a new one coming out
this year
at Comedy Central. So give us a call. Talk to Daniel. Talk to me. We'll be right back. Line 1-800-LOVE-191. Daniel Tosh in here tonight. DanielTosh.com. Germany or Florida, it must be Daniel Tosh. CD is called True Stories I Made Up.
Thank you. That's entirely too many plugs, but I appreciate
it. He is currently following the Corporophagia Diet, and he has a series of fictitious disorders.
That I do.
None of which is he willing to share with us tonight.
No.
I asked specifically about fictitious seizures, fictitious pain. No.
Nothing.
No, nothing. Megan, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on? I've been seeing my boyfriend for 6 months.
Yeah.
And
how old is he?
He's 18.
Right.
Yeah, and he's going to graduate from high school, and I'm just concerned that, I'm not worried that if he meets someone else and goes with her, but I'm just worried that he's going to hook up with someone and still keep me in the picture.
Right. You don't want him just to cheat. If he wants to cheat, he needs to leave, right?
Yeah.
Well, where is he going to college?
West Hills.
Is that far away from where you are?
It's like an hour and a half, 2 hours.
What do you think, Daniel?
I mean, is some of him better than none of him?
What do you mean? Like?
Well, I mean, like...
It sounded good.
Yeah, I thought it did, but I guess not. No, I mean, like, do you want to stay with this guy? If he was faithful, would you love to stay with him? Would that be your ideal situation?
Well, it's not that he's not faithful. I just think he's a real insecure person.
Well, then he's not. Trust me, freshmen never get laid on college campuses.
Especially insecure ones.
Yeah, he doesn't stand a chance.
They've got the stink of failure on him. Girls like,
he's
gonna,
like,
run away.
Trust me, he'll be, like, showering in his bathing suit.
Well, that's why I'm with him, because he's real sweet and respectful.
Yeah.
But I'm just worried that he's going to think that I'm going to cheat on him, and then he's going to have to.
Well, of course, if he's really sweet, she might cheat on him.
Yeah.
That's code for loser. I got to cheat on him.
Yeah.
Oh, Megan.
Yeah.
You think that could happen?
Well, I hope not. I'm not worried, you know, because I'm very...
You called because you were.
I'm worried about her.
I mean, because he obviously won't talk about it. I'm trying to talk to him about it. He's like, don't worry about it until it happens. And I'm like, what?
Oh, nice. Well, let's look at the facts. The reality is that when you go away to college, it's kind of important not to have big parts of yourself stuck or emotionally invested somewhere else. You got to go out and sort of establish a new life for yourself. It's your one chance to really figure yourself out with your peers and date new people. And it's an important thing to do. And I think you're going to probably want to do that when you go away to college. So it's going to happen eventually anyway.
No, Dr.
No?
Drew.
Disagree?
Well, I went to college and I wasn't very smart. And I had a girlfriend that was very smart. And I forced her to go to my school instead of a better school that she could have gone to. And then after the first semester when we broke up, she transferred.
So that's how to do it.
Right.
That's the way to do it. Okay, you can do it that way. You can do it the Daniel Tosh way, which
potentially ruin somebody else's chance of having a great experience.
You want to sort of blunt their experience and their education. That's really the goal. Right?
Well, if it benefits yourself.
If you're afraid to be without a boyfriend or a girlfriend, respectively, force the other person to join you at whatever school it might be. And of course, if you're the smart one, you make sure you transfer out to the school of lesser quality. Right?
I can only speak from experience, and I was the dumber in that situation.
And then when you break up, you transfer back.
Sure.
You know, no harm, no foul. And you've lost, tens of thousands of dollars, and maybe the opportunity.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Maybe the opportunity for a good graduate school. But, and of course, all that time you could have been dating and meeting interesting people, well, you'll get that back someday.
I think we all learned from the mistake I made just now.
All right, Megan?
All right, thank you.
All right, good luck. Not sure if she really got the message there, but I hope so. Nika?
Hi, Dr. Drew.
What's happening?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. What's happened there?
I actually called to tell Daniel that I absolutely love him. I think he is so funny.
Thank you. I have strong feelings towards you.
I was wondering if you could tell me a story.
No.
Like a bedtime story?
Like any kind of story.
Oh, come on. Now I want to hear one.
What? I don't. This
You're
is,
a stand-up.
I'm not a stand-up.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, yeah, tell lots of stories. You got a little book of stories there.
Tons of stories. I don't. I am really good with.
What's the topic, Nico? What would you like him to talk about?
Oh, give me a topic that I have a joke about, please, God.
Actually, I don't really care. I love when people tell me stories because it just like it makes. I just love stories. I've heard some pretty good ones too.
Yeah, your improv skills are incredible.
Amazing. I'm rolling. You must have something in mind when you say you've heard some good stories.
I have a feeling it's a friend trying to call in and sabotage my audition experience with Dr. Drew. Thank you. Here's a story for you. Quit screwing with me. Get off the phone. Ugh.
Okay. Bob, what's happening?
Dr. Drew,
Bob?
I'm sorry.
Oh, hey. No. I aimed to please. Bob.
Hey, how's it going?
What's happening? I want Daniel Tosh.
All right, well, my question is, I'm gay, and...
Ew.
Well, I've done everything but, you know, anal sex, and I'm kind of scared.
And you're not gay. I've had anal sex, and I'm not gay.
Well, maybe you could tell me what it's going to be like, then.
It's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt? Well, is it going to get better? I mean, is it like a girl, it hurts the first time, and then it's, like, enjoyable?
I'm going to stop talking.
Suddenly I believe him. Before I didn't.
I didn't have repeat experiences. No. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Well, didn't you hear my joke earlier? It was really incredible.
Most gay men about
butt sex is like a lot like spinach. If you're forced to have it, you won't enjoy it.
Forced to have it when you're a child.
Right, yes. But I didn't want to repeat the horrible part of the joke.
Bob?
Yeah?
Why the fixation on anal sex? Most gay men don't necessarily go down that path.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You're learning a lot here today.
All they did.
Actually, it's a minority that do anal sex.
Most of them cut it?
Most of them do mutual oral sex.
Well, I have done oral sex in the past, but I was just wondering, I mean, because I want to go to the anal sex with my partner, but, I mean, I'm just scared.
And because you grew up in a religious family?
Well, kind of. I was Catholic.
You have a monogamous relationship right now?
Yes.
And how long have you guys been together?
About 3 years.
Since you were 15? How old is he?
I'm 18.
Yes.
So you said 3 years, so he subtracted 18 15.
Yes.
Okay.
And how old is he?
41.
He is now 21.
Oh, man.
So he's maybe a little bit of a criminal, too. Huh? He was having sex with you when you were 15.
He didn't really have sex.
It's sex.
Don't you get into this argument with me.
And remember, most gay men do not have anal sex. They consider sex oral sex.
Well, if there was no penetration, it wasn't sex of any kind. Maybe they just cuddled.
He penetrated the plane of the lips of the...
Oh, did you have oral sex?
Yes, we did.
With him?
Yeah.
Yes.
How recently?
Actually, it was just a couple days ago.
Oh, okay.
You're gay?
Yes.
So, are you discussing this with your partner?
Yes, like we've had some conversations before, and I told him that I was scared and I didn't know.
All right, well, Dr. Drew, anal sex hurt?
Yeah, yeah. Have
will
you done
it continue
this?
To hurt?
Yeah. So it depends on the person too. Have you done this to him?
No.
Does he want to have anal sex, or do you want to have anal sex, or do you have to both do it if you go for it? What's the rule on that?
Kind of like, both of us decide to do it, because if I don't want to do it, then it's rape.
Well, that's not what I meant. I meant, do you want to be the pet catcher versus the pitcher?
In other words, if you catch, does he catch also?
Oh, yeah, that's how it's going to be.
But yet he's not interested
in it? So it's National League, not American League. All right, sorry. That didn't deserve a chime.
Has he been interested in it or not?
Yeah, he is.
He is. And he's not scared, but you're scared.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything can go.
Have you seen the size of
it? You just got to relax.
What's that?
No, I was. One of them was scared. One of them wasn't. I was assuming that was the person that probably had the larger of the two units.
Is that true?
No, not really, because I'm actually larger than he is.
Is that him next to you there?
No.
Right. All right. I again, it's a little bit of a non-question. I don't know what to tell you.
That's it right. Is going to hurt.
Yeah, there could be some pain. You got to, you know, be careful. If it does hurt, you don't want to do it. Don't do it.
But some of the greatest things in life.
Wear a condom. I don't know quite where you're going with this, but there you go. Chris.
Yes.
What's happening?
Yeah, not much. Got a question.
Yeah.
Hello?
Turn your radio off.
Okay, it's off.
Okay, here we go.
Question.
Okay. My girlfriend has a question about how many people I've been with.
Okay.
And she told me she's only been with, like, 3. And so I'm wondering, like, should I give her the real answer or the fake answer?
Just tell her how many, what race are you? What ethnic background?
I'm Caucasian.
Okay, just tell her how many white people you've slept with. That'll be fine.
Nice. What is the real answer?
The real answer is about 57.
Really? That's pretty good. Wow. How old are you?
28.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's still good. No, I'm impressed. That's strong.
That's not the one. I just had that 20-year-old that had 168.
Whatever. That guy was on Mars.
All right, Chris.
Watch your mouth.
F you, Chris.
My bad. But
so I have to put him on hold, Anderson? I don't believe Chris for some reason. But anyway, let's go back to Frank. Frank, what's happening? Frank? Frank from Tucson.
Hey, yeah, for sure.
For sure, guys, for listen, sure. What's listen, happening?
Listen. This girl, right? Meet her like 2 months ago. Start having sex like mad. This girl, I've never seen anyone love to put a finger up a man's ass before. This girl will put a finger up your butt, you know. And I'm at first, I'm
not Daniels.
Whoa, whoa,
I had a finger in my urethra.
Easy,
sorry.
You know, and you know, hey, now, God damn, girl, she's a freak. She's a freak. Why would she want to do that?
Because she reads too much Cosmo. There's
that's
women's magazine. Yeah, tell her that if there are things you like, you will make it clear to her. You don't like this.
God dang.
What did you do the first time she did it?
No, that first time she did it. Holy, what are you doing?
What is with people tonight? Nobody can. It's not. Are people getting sort of confused with satellite versus terrestrial radio?
I don't think so. But I you know, everyone's. I enjoy swearing. I'll be honest. I find it very hard not to swear. I don't know though that we're not allowed to swear either.
On this?
I understand on radio. I know the rules, but I'm just saying in general in life, like it's always branded into us that we can't. What if I die and get up to heaven and God's like, hey, man, welcome to effing heaven? I'm like, what? You can swear here? He's like, F, yeah.
Well, it's heaven. It's heaven.
Right.
Well, we're not in heaven yet.
Okay.
Frank. Frank? Frank from Tucson?
Sorry, I turned him down.
All right, is he up again, Frank?
Right.
Refrain from the F and the S word. Got it?
All right.
You're excited.
Actually, just, if you have a gun, will you please kill yourself?
It's the first time.
Guys, first chance you have. You know how hard it is to get to you guys? It's like, oh, my God, it's easier to sneak into a prison.
I understand, but I know
it's up your button there, too.
I was hoping for a Larry the Cable Guy reference. You know how hard it is? It's harder than two. No.
And I know it's the first time you have a chance to talk to Daniel Tosh. You're very excited, but... All right, and I get that the girl puts the finger in the ani.
Yeah.
And that she's been reading too many women's magazines where they lead her to believe that that's where your G-spot is, which is total BS. And
right.
Tell her you're not into that, and what you're into is something you'll tell. Be sure to tell her. Guys, here's the deal. Guys do not hold back on what they like. Men are exquisitely clear about what they want, and they're very pushy about it. If that was where their G-spot was, believe me, they would all be asking for stuff, all kinds of things to be done back there. The fact is, the vast majority, I mean 90-95% plus, find that kind of stimulation exceedingly uncomfortable.
Yeah, amen. It is uncomfortable. Amen. Let me choke you. That's exactly right. You want a finger real or choke you, you know?
Right. I'm not so sure you have to beat her.
I don't know. Where did that come from?
He just was equivalent, you know, making sort of an equivalent sort of an... Right, just sort of trying to harm her since she insists on harming him.
Well, that's not harming. That's just like a rise and shine is more
of a wake-up call.
Yes.
Here we go again. All right.
All right, well, Frank, how is she otherwise?
Yeah, other than that, amazing, you guys. She's from Korea. Holy cow. If anybody can get a girl off a boat, definitely do.
Sure.
Little Frank family music, please, Anderson.
Did you meet her on eBay?
What would that be?
No, not eBay.
What do you think? Old banjo.
The U of A in Tucson, Arizona is amazing, you guys. If you guys ever get a chance to travel to this little city, that's the joyous place of love.
All right.
For sure.
What kind of construction you do, Frank?
Construction? No construction, my friend. We travel around with the road racing and all that stuff.
That was my next guess.
Yep.
Road racing.
Well, you know, anybody that travels like that, it's a good time.
All right, Frank. Where are you from?
Well, we're from right here, right by Mexico.
All right, buddy. Thanks for sharing.
Keep our borders safe and have a good night.
Your lovely experience with us.
Hey, Daniel, will you tell Drew kindly for me, it's kind of a request, what you do with your change after you've saved it up for a long time?
No, how dare you segue me into a joke that literally takes 3.5 minutes to do.
It's a good joke, and it takes 30 seconds.
And is a visual joke on top of it.
Oh, you have to show it?
Well, that's what sells it, I'll be honest.
I'm curious now.
Oh, please. Of all jokes, I'm panicked. I'm like, I don't want to do it. I don't even want to break into this
joke. Is your stomach hurting now?
No, I'm not that nervous anymore.
Jeez, I passed a little gas, though, I noticed.
I did not.
Oh, okay.
I don't think I have. I shaved all my junk.
All right. Thank you, though. Want to talk to Paul?
Yes, let's talk to Paul. And I will do the change joke later if somehow someone calls in with a cargo pant joke question.
Hello?
Paul?
Hello?
Paul, what's happening?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. I'm at work. Just wanted to talk to you about the gay call that you took a few minutes ago.
Cool, what's happening?
Not much. I'm 29 years old, and I just always bugs me because you always say that gay men don't have anal sex at all.
No, I didn't say they don't. I said the majority don't.
All right, Drew, you're great, but you're wrong.
Well,
go ahead.
That's just a statistical thing. That's just the facts.
All right, well...
Unless somebody collects the facts completely wrong, or the facts is your selected population that you interact with is different, and that's fine. Anal sex in the gay community. A lot of people do, and obviously a lot of people do, and there's a lot concern about it.
A lot of gay people, not just the ones that I hang out with. I also used to coach high school wrestling, so I interact with a lot of kids. And then, you know, when I've gotten into the community, there's a lot of 18 to 21-year-olds that go to the clubs that I go to, and I talk to them. Most of them have tried it at least once. I mean,
that's true.
Very rare to run across someone who hasn't tried it that's gay.
That's probably true.
Yeah, I mean, statistically, high school wrestlers will have anal sex.
But I think that's probably true, but trying
it... In the 135 class and under.
When somebody says...
I didn't have sex with any of my wrestlers, don't worry.
That is not what I was implying. Okay, and let me tell you, nothing gets me more upset than that teacher that slept with a student, the double standard of her getting off. That's disgusting.
I agree, 100%.
Yeah, I had sex with a teacher in high school. Didn't make me more popular. And I was homeschooled, but whatever.
Brutal.
That's
but Paul, you're making my point for me, which is that most people try it but still stick with oral sex.
Well, now, what I was trying to say is most people have tried it. You said that they don't do it. They do have anal sex, and some of them do it regularly. I mean, all right, I don't want to argue with you. I'm just telling you most of the people that I talk to have had anal sex.
Freaks.
Do it in some sort of regularness, not necessarily all the time.
Okay.
But I wanted to tell that kid, you know, that called, to just kind of like take it slow. He's got to use lubrication and condoms and make sure he plays safe. And it is kind of like being a woman. It does hurt the first time, but you do get used to it, and then it feels good.
Would you recommend using, like, Taco Bell mild sauce for, like, the first...
Definitely not the hot sauce. The hot sauce really burns.
Okay. Good to know.
That's good advice.
Yeah.
But I want to clarify. I don't mean to sort of pick at this again, but even people that try it usually end up with oral sex. That's where most people are happy. That's sort of their zone for most.
I just disagree because I think most people need more than just oral sex. Most of the gay couples that I know, they need more than just oral sex to maintain.
Most of the straight couples I know don't need more than oral sex.
Most straight couples don't do oral sex. At least the girls don't do it properly from what my straight friends tell me. But, I don't know,
isn't that weird, like the gay guy going, from what my straight friends say?
Yeah, my straight friends don't complain.
I think you're closet straight. What do you think of that?
My gay friends accuse me of, actually.
Funny.
I've been accused of being a homophobe, even though I'm gay. I don't really understand that. But nevertheless, I just wanted to clarify.
I'm curious. Listen, you've been very helpful, and I appreciate it. But I do want to, Because I just want to be clear, because I'm sorry to keep going around on this, but you keep saying the same thing I'm saying, which is, yes, everyone tries it, everyone does it once in a while, but for the most part, most of the time, that's not what people are doing.
I don't know. I mean, I just talk to the people I talk to do it regularly, but I'll give you this.
Yeah.
Way more often they do oral sex than anal sex.
Right.
You are correct about that.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. And so my point was...
The impression you're giving off, just so you understand the way me and my gay friends listen to the show, you give off the impression that we just don't do it. The gay people don't have anal sex.
No. What I'm saying is, this was a guy that was afraid of it. His partner didn't seem to really want to do it. Most people end up in sort of the oral sex zone anyway. What's the push to do that? And that's what I was sort of asking about.
I mean, I know, I understand you being straight, and you and Adam used to kind of joke about, you know, how much it would hurt and you would never do it. And I understand that from a straight man's...
Let me ask you a question. As a straight man to a gay man that has a lot of anal sex, this is a dumb question, but do you have normal bladder control?
Bladder or bowel?
A bowel control.
Actually, I was going to ask you, Dr. Drew, if he can somehow initiate some kind of a study on prostate health, because I've had this theory for a while that I think gay men might have a healthier prostate because he gets more exercise. But I'm not sure if that could possibly be true, but I'm wondering about, like, prostate cancer research. Do they do any research about, you know, do more gay men get prostate cancer or less gay men? I mean, I'm just kind of curious about that.
That's an interesting question.
Normal bowel movements, yes, I have normal movements.
No, I just meant, like, can you hold it? After I leave a doctor, after I've been checked, I don't trust myself for that first
few
hours.
You wear Depends for a couple
of
days?
I don't wear Depends, but I'll be honest, I'm nervous for a while.
Yeah.
It's an interesting question, but Paul, you're interesting. The question is, if the prostate is milked, so to speak, or put pressure on, does that somehow enhance itself? That's an interesting question, and I don't know of anything like that out there, so I'll look around for it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never had any problems, but...
Interesting question. Fair enough. Paul, appreciate the call.
No problem. Thanks.
Well done. Take care. Bye.
Good night.
This is Lena. Lena?
Hello?
What's happening? You're on with Daniel Tosh.
And Dr. Drew.
Indeed.
Hi, am I on?
Yes.
You're on.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I got through. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good.
Well.
Okay, cool. I just had a question for Dr. Drew.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm going to answer it with a horrible comedy answer.
What's
okay.
up?
Okay, I'm Muslim, and I've been circumcised. Like, in the Muslim culture, they circumcise girls.
Wow.
And it really sucks because they, like, basically stitch you up. I don't know if you know anything about it.
They stitch up your vagina?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they stitch up your vagina. And
that's more than a circumcision. That's stitching up the vagina.
Yeah, well, some
They cut you, too, as well?
Mm-hmm.
Do they cut?
They cut, yeah. They just cut, like, the clitoris a little bit. And then they stitch it up to where they only leave, like, a little bit of space for you to, like, just pee
out of. Yeesh.
I know, it really sucks. And, I'm 20, and I've never had sex, of course, because I'm really scared.
Yeah.
And I've dated so many guys, and I just, like, I had to break up with all of them because, you know, I don't know. I just can't have sex, so it's like.
Wow.
Why don't you just be like the gays and only have oral sex?
What?
Have you ever had oral sex?
Yeah.
And someone's done that to you, and you've done that to somebody else?
Yeah, I've done it to someone else.
How about somebody do something to you?
No.
Huh. Do you masturbate?
Yeah, but it's like I can't really put my fingers in. I can just kind of rub, you know, the top a little bit.
The outside. I know, but that's where most of the action is.
Right.
I don't like this job anymore.
You don't like this story? It's sad. I mean, I feel bad.
No, it is. I feel very bad for you. Maybe Utah would
be
a good
place. Do you see gynecologists?
No, I don't, actually.
Why don't you do that? Because, I mean, the way... I don't have any experience with repairing this or what gynecologists typically do with this problem, but I imagine there are procedures they can do to help you out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure, you wouldn't
that.
Complain
I
about a premature
like,
ejaculator. That'd be a good thing.
Right. What's that, Lena?
Well, I thought, like, I don't know. I thought it was possible that they maybe can do, like, a surgery where they open it up, you know?
Yeah, I bet there is something like that, and I bet there are sort of, there's things that, you know, they... that there's sort of things they can do to expand that area, these expanders. But I would definitely look into it. I mean, you sound great. You sound like you'd like to go on with the relationship. You're an adult. You know, you should be in command of your own health.
Do not tell your boyfriends about this?
I did to some of them, only the ones that were, like, my, you know, like, my culture and my tradition, the ones that know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've dated a couple of American guys, and it's like, I can't explain it to them, and I just never do, because I don't want to. Like,
I think you could.
I think you could too. I think you seem like such a sweet person. I would think anyone that
agreed.
That cared about you would be quite concerned about you and would try to help you, you know, by maybe getting you to a doctor or something.
Yeah.
And, are you in school now?
Yeah, I'm in school. I go to college.
Why not go to the student health services and make sure you see a gynecologist, though, not a nurse practitioner, but a gynecologist surgeon, and see if there are things that can be done. Okay.
Okay.
Or a frat house.
And call me back. Educate us. Let us know what you find out, will you?
Excuse me.
Call us back. Let us know what you find out, will you?
I was kidding about the frat house.
Okay.
Okay, Lana, take care.
Thank you.
Bye. You're sort of kidding.
Well, I was. I got shot three evil looks, so I instantly retracted it.
Well, it's an interesting, a novel idea, novel approach. A little bit traumatic, but novel.
Sure.
Novel. Very thoughtful. Creative, nonetheless. 1-800-LOVE-191 is the number. That is Daniel Tosh coming up with those elegant and empathic suggestions. Let's see, girlfriend surgery, fetish for pregnant girls. Which one do you want here? Pregnant girlfriend wants to sleep around since she can't get pregnant. What? All right, we're going to get back to these calls after this. Phone number is 1-800-LOVE-191. More Daniel, more me, more you after this. Daniel Tosh is our guest in here tonight. True Stories I Made Up is the name of the CD, and my favorite bits are called Fictitious Disorder and the Coprophagia Diet, also known as the Poo Eating Diet. Well done.
Equally funny.
Well
either
done.
Way.
Well done. You need a translation. Just make people really... Coprophagia. I'm trying to think what other kinds of good words you could have.
Give them to me because I will use them.
Well, I'm just thinking...
I know nothing about them. I just think they're hysterical.
There's a word for, like, nocturnal loss of bowel. Like, you know, there's nocturnal urination.
Right.
Oh, what the hell was the word for
which
that?
Which isn't how... I have a friend that occasionally that happens to.
The urine?
Yes.
Yes, your friend... How's he
doing? No, I think just one time. No drinking.
One time.
No drinking involved. Just woke up to a bed of urine.
No beer though.
No alcohol was involved for this friend.
Is that
a horrible problem?
Was he 28, 30 when that happened?
He was probably around 27 when it happened.
27. No beer. No alcohol.
No alcohol. Woke up completely wet himself.
Sure, he hadn't had a wet dream or something.
No, it was it was urine, and it was tons of urine.
Wow.
Is that bad?
Was he sharing the bed with somebody?
I did this, okay, and I was embarrassed.
Were you sharing the bed with somebody?
No, I was not.
That would have been bad, huh?
No, that would have actually made the story worthwhile.
Did you have any weird dream, like where you were like
no clue,
like out in the woods or anything?
I lived in a loft at the time, and I don't think maybe the staircase in my sleep was like too much.
Were you sleep deprived?
I couldn't tell you. I just know I peed myself.
Interesting. No seizure or anything like that? No medical problems?
No.
No prostate problems?
None.
No medication?
None.
That's just one of them things. And you didn't have pee problems when you were a kid?
No. Well, my mom says I was a wed better until I was pretty, like 3, 4, 5, maybe. No, I don't know. I don't know how old she says. She says I was, though.
Well, it's quaint. A little regression. It's all right.
All right.
All right. Excellent.
I feel dirty.
Let's go. Alex, what's happening?
Hey, I've got a question about what to do with my excess change. See, I bartend, I get a lot of change for tips, and then cargo pants, and I thought that you might have some sort of solution for me on this.
Well, since half the listen, I have a joke where I have cargo pants that have pockets all down the leg. One day I said to myself, Daniel, that's too much pocket space, you're wasting it. So I have a 5-gallon jar at my house I have to fill with change. I don't stop until I reach the tip top. Then a little bell goes off and I know cargo pant day is here at last. Then I take a car alarm, not a car alarm with a car, and I just hold it to my chest, walk around the streets of any city, Santa Monica, Las Vegas, look for the first homeless person to come up to me and say, hey, you got any spare change? Then I set off the car alarm. I go, woo, you hit the jackpot, mofo, and I start pelting him with change. He's jumping up and down screaming, I won. I'm like, call the pit boss. You don't have to. It's under $400, and that is how Oktoberfest started.
It's a surprise. Well done. Oktoberfest got started that way.
Yeah, if you actually look that up, that's actually started in Germany, a small town called Bopard on the Rhine River, I believe.
Nice. Were you born near there? Or?
I was.
Oh, interesting.
I was.
Here's another Daniel question. Jack?
Yo.
What's happening?
Nothing. I just wanted to tell Daniel Tosh he's freaking awesome. He did a show in Commerce, Texas that I missed because I moved to Tucson, Arizona. And I want to know if he's coming to Tucson.
Losers.
I don't think I'm near two. I'm in Tempe coming up, but what is that? How far is that for you?
That's nearby there, yeah.
That's close
enough. Well, that's Phoenix, really.
Yeah. But that's as close as I'm coming in the near future. But thank you very much for asking. And you did miss a great show. I believe I got a standing ovation that night.
Oh, nice. Well done.
I have no idea.
This is Mark. What's up, Mark?
Hey, I recently had sex with my girlfriend. And
boring.
Thank you. She recently told me that she was
boring.
Pregnant. And now she wants to have sex with other guys because she knows that she won't get pregnant.
Wait, you got her pregnant and she wants to have sex with other guys now because she knows she can't get pregnant?
Yeah, she feels like, I don't know, she like...
Well, at least we know she'll make
like
a good mother.
What else is out there, yeah. I don't know, I guess she wants to see like what else is out there, I guess.
I mean, quickly before she has a child?
Yeah, like...
And what does she anticipate from your relationship with her?
I don't know, I mean, we have a good relationship. We've been going out for like a year and a half.
Yeah, no, it sounds healthy.
That is a bizarre, bizarre impulse, I must say.
But she is right. She cannot get pregnant, correct?
Well, there's a there's such a thing as a second twin that comes rarely, rarely. It's sort of counter-physiologic, but it has been recorded. Yeah, so she's like, not likely to get pregnant.
Like, can anything harmful happen to her?
Yeah, she can get STDs, and that would really screw up the pregnancy.
Can that affect the baby or no?
Yeah, the baby can be lost.
So if she gets an STD, the baby can be lost.
Well, it depends on the STD, but yeah.
Do you guys live in South Dakota?
No, I live in Los Angeles.
Okay, I was just wondering.
Actually,
they just made abortion illegal there.
Oh, that's right.
So I was thinking.
Maybe that's why she's...
I got one more quick question.
Yeah, here comes the mason jar. Go ahead.
Yeah, actually, it was Bo's call, that one.
Yeah, I figured it was.
Liar, whore, you know it.
Didn't sound quite... It just didn't ring true. I mean, I've never heard of that happening before. Rachel.
Yes.
What's happening?
How are you?
We're good. What's happening there?
Okay, so here's the deal. I've been...
See how much more alive Rachel sounds than Mark? Mark was like all up in his head trying to figure out what he's going to say next. Rachel,
I'm learning the tells. Thank you.
I have a serious question. It's funny.
All right.
So my boyfriend and I have been together for about 2.5 years.
Right.
And he recently left to kind of clear his mind, and we're separated. But our biggest issue...
Hang on. Translate that clear his mind for me, please.
Well, he wanted to go away. Like, we've been arguing with each other, and we're, like, at each other's, you know, wits end. So, like, he's from out of town, so he went back home.
Where'd he go? Where's home?
Colorado.
Strip club.
Colorado, okay.
Yeah. So he went back there, and we're kind of separated, and we're doing our own things, but... Our main question is, our argument that the two of us have all the time is, what's a normal sex life?
Is this why he left, you think?
I know it's why. Like, it's not why he left, but it's why we're not together anymore.
In other words, somebody wanted more than somebody else.
Exactly.
All right.
And so we just, you know, we argue all the time, like, what's normal and what's not normal. And you know, and I just, I need an opinion because I never really...
It's hard to come up with a so-called, quote, normal, unquote, explanation here. But let's just say that on average, a monogamous relationship is about 1.5 to 2 times a week.
Okay.
Now, having said that, the average 21-year-old male is going to want sex pretty much every day.
Every day. He wants
pretty much
it every day.
Pretty much every day, most 21-year-old males.
And at 2.5 years, ugh.
Yeah.
That's the same Groundhog Day for a long time, if you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, totally
ideal. So you're the one that's off.
I am. I'll totally admit it.
It's like, I know what move's coming next, right? Are you there?
You're just not that into him. He's not flipping your cookie, Rachel.
No. I care about him so much. And
I know you care about him, just like you care about your brother, but you're not that into him.
No. It's not that at all. It's like,
you need a spanking.
We meet each other right away. And
what?
So, like, I'm a student. I have a full-time job. Like, all this stuff's on my mind all the time. And I want to come home and, like... maybe eat dinner or, you know, go out, get a drink, and he wants to come home.
I saw a promo for an HBO film tonight, and a woman was complaining about this. She goes, honey, I'm tired. You got to release the doves. Get it over with. Release the doves. But look, Rachel, you understand about a male that's that age. He could be in the middle of firestorm, a tank attack. It wouldn't matter.
I know.
For women, I understand you need to be, sort of be in that sort of mode. For males, that is not the case at all. He could be in the middle of general surgery or something, and it'd be game on.
Although I do appreciate the smell of sandalwood. Oh, it is nice. And, you know, a 600 thread count, I'm also in heaven. But,
for me, say I just want to make my argument, like, I'm not...
Well, maybe you quit arguing and throwing the word me around all the time.
Go ahead, make your case.
Oh,
sorry.
Case.
All right.
But, if I'm not the one who's, like, totally done for, right? Like, if I come home and, like, I'm not ready to pounce on him, like, because I had a long day at work, like, it doesn't make me, like, unsexual or need to...
No.
It
doesn't make you abnormal. Doesn't make you abnormal. It doesn't make him abnormal. It just means you guys need to sort of compromise and reconcile these things. But I have a sneaking suspicion that if you were with a guy that you were really more into, you'd be a little more motivated. Not that you wouldn't feel like you wanted to rest on nights when you came home, and you wouldn't want to be hammered by, it's a guy sort of on you about this all the time. And when guys get that way, the women feel very objectified, and they shut down even more.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, and so, you got to be with a guy that appreciates what it takes to get you where you need to be in order to feel sexual, and I think you need to be more into the guy. I really do. And it's fine. You're 21. It all sounds very normal, okay? The whole situation is normal. Don't worry.
These modern liberal women.
You're
going
to find a better guy, all right?
Thank you so much.
You are. All right, good luck.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Daniel Tosh in here tonight, Fictitious Disorder, Coprophagic Diet, True Stories I Made Up is the name of the CD. DanielTosh.com and the back Comedy Central special coming out in the summertime?
We'll say the fall.
The fall. Let's keep an eye out for that. In the meantime, it's 1-800-LOVE here at Love Light. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Love Light. Daniel Tosh in here tonight. He'll be with us again tomorrow night. And let's go right on to Bobby. What's happening, Bobby?
Hello?
What's up, buddy?
Hey.
Hey.
I was wondering, what would you think would be safer, Dr. Drew, a penile implant or the enlargement surgery?
You have a small penis, you fag. What do you mean? Wow. What do you mean implant?
Well, don't they have penile implants?
No. Listen, get a rubber band and a 5-pound weight to start.
Dude.
Is that too heavy?
No.
And walk around your house doing aerobics.
Why doesn't he just date the Muslim girl? Because he'll seem big to her.
There you go. Anderson, always thinking.
Matchmaker.
Well done. Bobby, by implants, those are things to solve erectile dysfunction. At least they were before the days of Viagra and whatnot. Now, I would think most people would agree that the only thing that can be done to enlarge a penis is surgery. And the surgeries that are done are things that are implanted into and around the penis for the most part.
And if that doesn't work, just get famous. And then the size of your penis doesn't matter anymore.
The one surgery I scrubbed in on is where they pull the skin of the penis down and sort of wrap some cadaver tissue. It looks like a Pop-Tart. They wrap around the outside of the penis, then pull the skin back up again. And then they also release the ligament, the ligament that holds the penis to the pubic bone so it can be pulled out about an inch. And you actually wear a weight for that one, too. So it probably gives you about an inch around and an inch out, and that's about the best procedure I've seen out there. But the question, moreover, is how big is your penis that you need even to consider this?
I'd say
5.5 to 6.
Okay. Oh, right.
So that's completely normal.
It's a huge penis.
Yeah.
What do you mean normal? Knock it off.
That's
huge.
That's right in the middle of normal, and if you want to enlarge that, that's not about your penis. That's about your job or some other self-esteem issue.
Or your
issue.
Girlfriend with a huge crotch.
Well,
yeah.
I'm
so, Bobby.
Virgin, so.
Yeah, all right. Well,
Then
forget about the penile surgery, goddammit. That's ridiculous. What's the matter with you? What are you doing for a living?
He wants his first time, that he wants that woman to be like, holy cow!
Way more women call this show about too big than too small.
Really?
Absolutely.
Never gotten a phone call from my girlfriend. That's for sure.
Well, occasionally we get the too small call.
Right.
I mean, there's, in the extremes, there's the... But you're right in the middle of normal, and I think you ought to examine your soul a little bit here and see what the problem is that you're focused on your penis like this, because you're normal. All right?
You're beautiful.
Well, thank you.
All right. Unsatisfying. Elle, what's up?
Hi. I just wanted to know, I think that my boyfriend is gay, and we've been together for about 4.5 years.
Wow.
And, I don't... I'm really attached to him, and I don't want to break up with him, but it's like, I feel like I can't, I don't want to have sex with him because I think that, I just...
That would be cheating on his boyfriend?
no, I mean, I just don't know what to do exactly.
Well, have you talked to him and asked him, are you gay?
Yes.
And what does he say?
No.
He's not gay. So what makes you...
What does he get? Does he get violent? Like really mad? Because that would be my response to, like, prove that I'm not.
Start throwing things.
Nothing valuable.
Like, what? He doesn't really get very mad. He just kind of blows it off and says...
What makes you think he's gay, then?
I came home, and he was having sex with a guy in our bedroom.
Oh. I'm not saying, hold on. I don't jump to conclusions, Dr. Drew. Hear her out. Continue.
Oh.
And he has a friend, or he's not talking to him anymore, but he had a friend who I think he's known since he was like 16 or 14 or something like that. And he's like an older man. And I had asked him, like, from the time that I had met my boyfriend and from the time that he introduced me to this friend, like I didn't like this friend from the beginning because I thought something was really off about him.
Is this the guy you found in bed with him?
No, but something was going on with him too.
Oh, and he's been having sex with this guy since he was a young teenager.
Well, I kind of questioned this older guy, this guy, and he said that, like, not just for him, but like whenever he meets any guys, that they're always like of age, but I really don't believe him. Like, I think he sort of like preys on young boys.
Oh my god,
Elle,
this is a total meltdown disaster, right?
I know.
Yeah, and this is a meltdown. I you need to get help with this. I suggest you get yourself a therapist because you seem unable to.
I have one.
All right, she needs to help you extricate yourself from the situation. This is a disaster.
Yeah, bail.
This is a disaster, and I understand you're attached. I understand you're confused and you don't believe it and you're in denial about it. Uh-huh. But to trust your instincts, you found the guy.
A picture's worth a thousand words, I believe.
Yeah, and you got a little bit more than a picture there. You got a full.
It's like I can't have sex with him. I just
yeah,
can't.
Of course
yeah.
you can't.
Yeah, don't. He not only is you've described he is gay, he is a pedophile, or is bisexual at least. I mean, this is really a meltdown disaster, even just from the standpoint of his inappropriate boundaries with young kids, just your feeling about it.
That's his friend who, when he met my boyfriend, he's the one that I suspect.
Younger.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Right. He was a victim. Potentially.
All right. Well, be that as it may, he's cheating on you. He's cheating on you with men. This relationship's a mess. And he's lying to you and is distorting things and pushing it all back on you. In the meantime, he carries on with whoever he pleases. That's not a relationship. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just talk to your therapist about it. You'll get through this.
Okay.
But you deserve to be treated. Somebody who cares about you and your feelings is able to sort of protect that.
Yeah, you deserve a straight boyfriend. I think.
And how do I tell?
Can you tell if a guy's straight?
Yeah, like, even if they're, like, bi or something, like, how do you tell? Like,
guys aren't bi. They're gay or straight.
All right, it's going to be hard for you to tell because clearly you're attracted to guys that are like him. And, again, stay in the therapy. Longer you stay in therapy, the more you become able to tolerate a clean relationship or a healthy relationship, the more you're going to attract that kind of person. Jane, what's up?
Hey, I just recently got out of a 3-year relationship and kind of been dating around a little bit and seeing this comedian right now, and I don't know whether or not to take him seriously.
Are his initials DT?
No, they're not. My problem is I don't know whether or not to take him seriously because he's always joking around with me about how he hooks up with these girls and he's always making remarks about different girls and this and that.
How do you know he's joking?
I don't know that he's joking. That's the thing. I don't know whether or not to continue sleeping with him if he's going to be sleeping around with all these other girls.
Let me ask you this. When he's sleeping with you, is it funny?
Sometimes. Sometimes. He's nonstop comedy. Always.
Oh, man. I would love to guess who this guy is.
He's kind
who
of
is
big
it?
Time. I mean, he's
kind
in
of
Texas
big time.
Right now. Yeah.
He's in Texas?
Yeah.
What city? Dallas?
Austin.
Austin at the Cap City Comedy Club?
I'm not sure. I think it's the Improv.
No, there's no Improv there. But it's a Cap City Club. But
who is it?
Well, now we can go online. Go to capcity.com and see who's working this week.
Awesome.
But I really don't know what to do. Like, I like this guy. I'm way into him, but, like...
Well, Carrot Top's a nice guy.
No, he's kind of weird.
It's not Carrot Top?
No, it's not. Definitely not Carrot Top. Way too big for that. Listen, of course, if you know a person, you know they're serious or not. What is wrong with you? I joke all the time, but,
Well, give her some advice.
My girlfriend, we have the underlined understanding that when I'm screaming, I'm being serious.
But when
but the rest of the time, you can completely ignore everything I have to say.
But comedians, as a group, generally...
They're horrible people. They're messed up. They've had bad lives.
Every comedian says that about other comedians.
But I'm not.
You're not.
I've had a great life. Who's there this week?
Jimmy Roulette.
Jimmy Roulette? Is that your boyfriend?
Hold on. Jimmy Roulette? Jimmy Roulette?
No.
Jimmy. No. Who else?
Jackie
Flynn?
No.
All right. It's not Greg Barron, is it?
No.
All right, we're done guessing.
We're guessed. That was it. Sorry. Right.
We got to take
He's not that big time. He's not working.
We got to take another break. Daniel Toshian here. We're going to be back with him just to wrap up after this. Well, we couldn't figure out who Jane's boyfriend was because they didn't show us who had been at that comedy club in Austin last week. They only start up with tomorrow night. So what are we going to do?
Damn them.
Damn.
Who cares?
That's Daniel Tosh in here tonight. He'll be with us again tomorrow night. The CD is True Stories I Made Up.
Thank you for
Central
having
presents
me.
Daniel Tosh. Thank you for joining us. And we look forward to you come back with us tomorrow night.
It was nice to meet you. It's nice to know that you're a lot taller in person than I thought.
Oh, that's very kind of you.
Just because, I'll be honest, I trust taller doctors in general.
Nice.
I don't know why, but I do.
That's good. I feel better. I feel sort of warmer and closer to you now.
Maybe afterwards we'll hug.
It's good.
Hey, Daniel, thank you so much for not sucking on my behalf.
Oh,
I appreciate
you putting your neck on the line to have me in here.
Not once, but twice. He'll be in here again tomorrow night. So until that time, this is Dr. Drew saying goodnight and stay well.
Butt sex is like a lot like spinach. If you're forced to have it, you won't enjoy it.
Forced to have it when you're a child.
Right, yes. But I didn't want to repeat the horrible part of the joke.